talk about the Kalam cosmological argument, which is everything that begins to exist has a cause. The universe began to exist, therefore the universe has a cause. Atheists today really don't challenge that the universe began to exist, premise two. What they challenge, actually, is premise one, is that the universe popped into existence out of nothing uncaused. And so Stenger wrote, since nothing is as simple as it gets, we cannot expect it to be very stable. It would likely undergo a spontaneous phase transition to something more complicated, like a universe containing matter. The transition of nothing to something is a natural one, not requiring an agent. That's crazy talk. He's just making this stuff as he goes. But yet, Stenger's not alone. Other atheists think the same thing. When it comes to the origin of first life, Edmund Hoyle, whom Dawkins himself called a brilliant physicist and cosmologist, said that the odds of first life coming together is the same as a tornado sweeping through a junkyard and assembling a 747. Well, are we really supposed to take this seriously? These kinds of phenomenal, astronomical, supercalifragilistic, expialidocious kinds of luck that we're supposed to go, wow, this is really serious stuff, or should we begin to expose it and say, this is crazy talk. This is the result of, I don't want to have to believe there's a God, and I don't, la, 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 la. And I think we need to treat it that way, or at least be aware of it.